Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast of The Specky. Today, I'll be once again continuing on with my AFL reviews and predictions video. Today, I'll be recording part 7, and that will involve the teams the Sydney Swans and the Melbourne Demons as they finish 6th and 5th on the AFL ladder. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Firstly, I'll be reviewing and predicting the Sydney Swans as they finished 6th on the AFL ladder. Sydney had an up and down season in 2018. Many thought that they could go very far into the season and maybe get a top 4 spot. Some people also said that they would struggle, and I wouldn't say they struggled, but they didn't have a very good season. They end up finishing 6th, and they got blown out in the first round of the finals by a scrappy JWS team. I think that round showed that Sydney might need to start rebuilding. In my personal opinion, I think that Sydney will be the team that will decline. I hope they won't. I hope they prove me wrong, but I think they'll become a team like Adelaide did after when they lost in their premiership match. Sydney do have some very good young pieces. They drafted Nick Blakey at pick 10 in the 2018 AFL draft. He will go in Sydney's forward line, and he will hopefully boost their forward line. Their forward line needs a lot of work, as really their only good forward is Buddy Franklin, and he is getting old, so his production will not be as valuable as it once was. Sydney need to keep on to him if there is any hope about their forward line. The one player on Sydney that I believe that is absolutely untouchable is their absolute star, Isaac Heaney. Heaney is an absolute jet that can play in any position whatsoever. He's fast, he can take high marks. We know he can take the big marks, as he took Mark of the Year on Jesse Hogan in round 19. He's perfectly fast, he fits into the Swan system perfectly, and I think it would be gut-wrenching if they lost him. My prediction for Sydney is that they will finish 12th to 10th on the AFL ladder in 2019. I think that after this season, they'll realise that they will need to start rebuilding and they will get some higher draft picks, and that's where it all starts again for Sydney. Hopefully, Sydney can maintain their season as they did in 2018. Next, I'll be reviewing and predicting the Melbourne Demons as they finished 5th on the AFL ladder. Going into the 2018 season, Melbourne had a lot of doubters. After just missing out on 2017, but missing out on getting to the finals by the tiniest bit, they stormed into the 2018 season and had a ripping season. They showed that they have the potential to be a premiership team as they got to the preliminary final, but sadly lost to West Coast. In their first round of the finals, many thought that they would get outmatched by Geelong, as Geelong did have a lot of finals experience and Melbourne only had two players that had played in finals before. As we do know, that was not the case, as the young Melbourne team managed to pummel all over Geelong and sail through to the semi-final. In that semi-final, Melbourne matched up against the mighty Hawthorn Hawks. Many thought Hawthorn would destroy the Demons, as they are known for their winning premierships and their great finals footy. As we know, that was definitely not the case, and Melbourne had the match won basically the whole game. Melbourne have some very good young players, such as Andrew Brayshaw, Christian Petrarca, Jesse Hogan, who they did have, but he sadly got traded. And they also have many other players who will hopefully blossom into some very nice players. Melbourne managed to gain two very good players from Gold Coast in the trade period. They gained Stephen May. He is a very hard nut full back, who is a tackling machine, and he will be perfect next to Jake Lever in the already strong Demons backline. He will boost their backline a lot, as the Demons did struggle in defence in some ways. They also managed to gain Cade Colajasny. Colajasny is also a great defender, but he can also have stints in the midfield position. He will be good for Melbourne, and hopefully he can have some good seasons in Melbourne instead of struggling in Gold Coast like he has for the past few seasons. I think my prediction for Melbourne is that they will get to the grand final. I think they might win the grand final, but maybe not this year. All I can say is that Melbourne are definitely coming along strong, and they should be contending for the next 5 to 10 years. Thank you all for listening to today's podcast. Be tuned for more to come, as in a few days I'll be posting part 8 of 9 of AFL team reviews and predictions. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.